This weekend, 500 horses and riders will compete in the 11th annual Richland Park Horse Trials. Bob and Kay Wilmarth started dreaming about hosting a horse trial more than 20 years ago. As WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports, after the Wilmarths finished acquiring some 400 acres of farmland in Richland, they worked with a top designer to create their cross-country course.
Every year, the Wilmarths welcome hundreds of horses and riders and thousands of spectators to their farm for the horse trial. That Spot, one of the Wilmarths' horses, he's been recuperating from a leg injury for the past 18 months. While he rested in his stable, Bob and Kay took off for a golf cart tour of the 200-acre cross-country course, which includes jumps, a water complex, a sunken road, and ditches, as well as sprinklers to get the ground ready for the horses.
We water the track so that the footing's good for the horses. It's nice and soft. You don't want it too hard, and it had been so dry all summer.
Kay says the horse trial has three phases. First, each horse and rider demonstrate their precision moves together in the dressage ring. Dressage has been described as rider and horse dancing together.
And they get a score, and that's based on how accurate they are in their pattern test and how the quality of the movement and how balanced the horse is and how good the rider is. They get a score there, and then the next thing that they do is they're going to do this cross-country course. And
the again, course tour continues past huge jumps made out of wood. The show jumping test is the final phase of the trial.
Now this is called a coffin complex, and what they have, each level has a different question, but say that one, they jump that rail, and then they have one stride, and they have to jump over this open ditch, and then they have another stride, and they have to jump a real narrow fence. Mm-hmm. So this, you have to be very accurate. Your horse has to be bold, because again, he's not even going to see this ditch until he lands from the first jump.
Kay Wilmarth says bravery is a must for horses on the course.
There's all sorts of really tricky obstacles for them that they have to negotiate with their first jump attempt. But their course is probably 3 miles long for the longest course. Wow. And it's time, so they have a distance and a time that they have to make. And the object is to go through the course without having any stops or rider fall or horse fall.
And the horse trusts the rider and the rider trusts the horse.
Yeah.
And it becomes a real bond. To do this sport that the horse, you know, has to trust because there's tons of distractions, like you said.
The rider gets to walk their course. They get a map when they get here, and they'll walk it three or four or five times to know where they're going, where their jumps are, what order they're in. The horse never sees the jumps until he's jumping them. Mm. So that's part of the braveness that you test of the horse, is he doesn't get to see them until he's actually going over them.
Safety is important in horse trials for both rider and steed. Bob Wilmarth says some of the most advanced horses in the sport have been training for up to 10 years, becoming incredible athletes with a lot of enthusiasm.
The hardest thing with horses when they do this sport is to actually slow them down and be sensible. Horses love to run. And they get fairly excited because they know, leading up to that, they're going to come flying out of there, and they get to really, really run. They love to run and gallop.
The Richland Park Horse Trials run Thursday through Sunday. The park is located at 8651 North 30th Street in Richland. Spectators can mingle with horses and riders, view dressage events, and walk the cross-country course. And young riders can meet and learn from some of the most accomplished riders, which Bob says helps ensure the future of the sport. RichlandPark.com has information about this week's event. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.